This is 88.5 NEPM. The Cannabis Control Commission's leadership troubles continue as the agency also says it needs more funding. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Chris Lozinski from the State House News Service on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Carrie. Happy Monday. Hope you're looking forward to the week ahead.
Absolutely. State Cannabis Control Commissioners are soldiering on following the firing of Shannon O'Brien, the chair, who denies allegations of making racially insensitive remarks and mistreating staff. She says she'll appeal. Bruce Stebbins has been named the acting chair of the body, and he says the Cannabis Commission needs nearly $3 million more dollars this year just to meet mandates and level fund services. Is that a relatively easy ask, or will the governor and lawmakers want to wait and see how this messy leadership mess plays out?
That is a good question. It's one that I don't think we know the answer to. $3 million is a drop in the bucket for Beacon Hill. That's not a lot of money that they would bat an eye at awarding. But given how much upheaval has hit the Cannabis Control Commission, I wouldn't really be surprised to see lawmakers want to slow roll this request and see how the next few months go under the interim leadership of Bruce Stebbins.
Yeah, well, state lawmakers ticked another item off their to-do list late last week with the passage of a supplemental budget bill the governor filed back in March. What's some of the spending in there?
Yeah, this bill covers a few different things. This bill has some funding for public workers who earned pay raises through new collective bargaining agreements, some of which are already in place and just had not been funded yet. There's money for long-term care services and an effort to use some remaining ARPA dollars that have to get appropriated pretty soon or else go all the way back to Washington, D.C.
You know, and that March supplemental budget is not to be confused with a new so-called closeout budget of more than $700 million filed by Governor Maura Healey last week. That budget's meant to close out the books on the last fiscal year, but Healey also included some policy proposals related to clean energy, and that move angered some lawmakers. What's going on here?
That's right. So remember this summer, we were talking about clean energy and siting reform. This was language that both the House and Senate approved, trying to make it easier for clean energy infrastructure projects to get off the ground and get going. But the House and Senate disagreed on other parts of the bill. They haven't done anything. They haven't found a way forward. And Healey's basically trying an end run around that disagreement and put just the siting and permitting language into this closeout spending bill. This really frustrated the lead Senate negotiator, Mike Barrett, who said that he thinks that Healey's effectively taking sides with the House, who had a narrower vision for reforms, and dooming some of the ratepayer protections and natural gas regulations that his chamber wanted to include in the final package.
So more to be seen there in coming weeks and months.
Yes, absolutely. It is a live issue by every measure.
You reported on some updated bad news from the Massachusetts unemployment system, Chris. That's the agency that pays out jobless benefits to unemployed workers. So businesses continue to pay into that system as they have been, but it's not enough, apparently. What's the short version of that situation?
Basically, benefits for people who are out of work continue to increase faster than what businesses are paying into the system to cover those benefits. That has long been the case, and it's now forecast to continue to get worse in the next 5 years, especially as we think about the risks of a recession or Massachusetts owing the federal government any money for $2.5 billion that were mistakenly paid in jobless benefits using federal aid instead of state dollars.
Whoops. Chris Lozinski is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Chris, thank you.
Of course.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast. This is 88.5 NEPM.